You say you
cleaned it.
And when you're plowing on the trench that the plow cuts, mm-hmm. that's called a...
No, I wouldn't know. I don't know anything about farming.
Did you ever hear of furrow?
F-U-R-R-O-W?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I've heard of it. Yes,
uh-huh.
A furrow is the little indentation or whatever mm-hmm. that it's made with a plow.
Mm-hmm. You know? If you plow with two horses, you never plowed them. Well,
no, I don't know.
Anyway, did you ever hear one of the horses being called a lead horse or nigh horse or off horse or anything like that?
No. Uh-uh.
And when you're in a wagon or when you're plowing or working horses, any mm-hmm. what you hold in your hands to guide them with, you call that the...
I wouldn't know.
What about when you're riding on it? What do you hold in your hands?
The reins.
Uh-huh. Would you call it reins if it's with a wagon or?
Yes, I think so.
Uh-huh. And you put your feet in the?
In the stirrup.
Okay. And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, what do you have to do to him? When you put all the, what do you call the thing you put on it?
The bridle or the...
Do you ever hear people... Go ahead.
What?
Do you ever hear people say you're going to gear them up or harness
them? Gear, harness, yes, but not gear.
And wheat is tied up into a...
Wheat is tied up into a... I don't know, into a bale or a stack or...
Okay, and talk about how much wheat you got to an acre. You say we raised 40, what, wheat to the acre?
40 bushels, 40...
Okay, and say there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it, or instead of saying we, you could say...
We will, or we'll.
Or if you don't use the word we, you could say?
Both of us.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say me and you, or you and I?
You and I.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What if you were talking about some man and yourself?
He and I.
Okay. And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, and they recognize your voice, you might answer, it's?
It's me.
Okay. And if it was a man at the door, you say it's?
Him.
Okay. And if it's a woman?
It's she.
And if it's two people?
It's them.
Okay. And talking about how tall you are, you say, he's not as tall as...
I am.
Or I'm not as tall...
As he is.
And he can do that better than...
Than I.
And say someone had been running for 2 miles and they had to stop, you'd say, 2 miles is... What he could go? 2 miles is...
As far as he could go, or...
Okay. Did you ever say it's the farthest or all the farther he could go, or
the farthest? The farthest.
Okay.
Farthest.
Do you use that word much, or does it sound sort of funny?
No, it doesn't sound funny. I mean, it's proper.
Uh-huh.
Farthest, farther.
Uh-huh.
Far.
Mm-hmm. And say something belongs to me, you'd say it's
hers.
Or if you're talking to me, you'd ask
it's yours.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, it's
ours.
And to them?
It's theirs.
And to him?
It's his.
Did you hear, in Ozark, did you hear people say his'em?
His'em, yeah.
I don't get to hear that right here.
No, like when they refer to washing something, I have a wash and I have a ranch.